Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pure Talk, my sponsor, and my wireless company are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Toll free, our numbers, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Let me take you back to 2021. And this is the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, telling illegal immigrants, oh, no, we want you to come here. We really want you. You're welcome here. Listen.
We want people to come here, despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country and to this state. We say you are welcome here. You're welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you.
Now, you have a gang of illegal immigrants, you know, just in Times Square, New York, which is lit up like daytime and nighttime. When I lived in New York, it was about, I don't know, maybe a minute walk from where my office was at Fox News. I've been there many, many times in my life. When I grew up, it was a very different place than it was today. It was all seedy and raunchy and, you know, triple X rated this, triple X rated that, you name it. Drug sales everywhere open, you know, right there open on the streets. Anyway, now all of a sudden we got the video that comes out of four cops getting the crap beaten out of them. Of course, they don't have batons. And then we now also have video of them coming out of a police station because there's no bail laws. They were all released, flipping the bird. And now they've taken off to California. I wonder what Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden are going to do about that, considering it's a sanctuary state. My guess is they're not going to do a thing to the people, you know, on video beating the living crap out of police officers. But Kathy Hochul seems to have had a change of heart, now suggesting deporting illegal immigrants who attacked NYPD officers.
Any response to police searching for additional suspects in the Times Square attack on police?
Get them all and send them back.
All right,
you don't touch our police officers. You don't touch anyone.
Pretty unbelievable. Amazing what a video will do to change people's minds. Anyway, the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, is with us. There is a lot going back and forth between Texas and Joe Biden's administration in terms of legal obstacles that the administration have put up for Texas that would ensure that they can secure their own borders. Anyway, Mr. Attorney General, sir, welcome back. Glad to have you.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it, especially after Joe Biden said he did all he could do for the border. He's done as much as possible.
Well, that's what he said, didn't he? He said it this week. He said, I've done everything I possibly can.
You've done everything you can do with executive authority. Or is there more you can do?
I've done all I can do. Just give me the power. I've asked for the very day I got in office. Give me the border control. Give me the people. Give me the people, the judges. Give me the people who can stop this and make it work less.
Should someone who is here without documents, and that is his only offense, should that person be deported?
That person should not be the focus of deportation. We should fundamentally change the way we deal with them.
I would hold ICE agents accountable if, in fact, they stepped over my executive orders, which is you only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
The only rationale for deportation will be whether or not you've committed a felony while in the country.
But I will send to the desk immediately a bill that requires to access to citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks, number one. Number two, in the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
So to be clear, only felons get deported and everyone else
period.
Has to stay?
Yes. Yes.
And of course, I put out in the first 100 days a list of every single Trump era policy that he rescinded. By the way, he did not need the help of a legislature. He did it with a stroke of a pen, but all of which included the stay in Mexico policy. He rescinded Title 42. He stopped the construction of any border wall. And now he spends a lot of his time suing your state of Texas. For the purpose of preventing you from doing the job that he fails to do.
So actually, I think he might have meant it differently than people took it. He actually meant, I think, that he's done as much for the cartels as he possibly can do. We're just misreading him, because you're exactly right. Everything that
You're right. He probably just simply misspoke, and I should have factored that into my thinking. I did not. I stand corrected.
It was just the opposite of what he actually meant, because everything you mentioned was in place under Trump, and we can see what the numbers look like. So we know he can't be saying he did everything possible. It cannot be real, because he dismantled everything that worked. So he's got to be talking about something different. I think what he's talking about, he's done everything he can to help the cartels, and that's because that is who he's helped, not us, not Texas, not this country.
All right. So 1 week ago, Joe Biden had set up what I thought was a very, very dangerous scenario, whereby he gave Texas a deadline until last Friday. That's 1 week ago today. And the deadline basically was, okay, the Supreme Court ruled I am in charge of the Border Patrol, and we're going to go in and we're going to cut down that razor wire, and the Texas National Guard is not going to get in the way. And if anything, if there are a lot of Democrats talking about federalizing Texas's National Guard. But then something very interesting happened. The Border Patrol agents were very outspoken last week in saying, no, they support the Texas National Guard. They applaud their efforts to secure the border. They have no intention of cutting down that razor wire. The Supreme Court decision does not mandate that Texas has to take it down, nor does that Supreme Court ruling in any way say that Texas has to stop putting up razor wire. But it was a very clear message from Border Patrol that if you think we're getting in a confrontation with the Texas National Guard, you're not thinking straight, because that's not going to happen. Which, by the way, thank God they took that stand, in my view.
They actually said what could have been a huge conflict between our state and the federal government. And honestly, would have hurt not just our state. I think it would have hurt Joe Biden. He's already in trouble on his immigration issues as it relates to the election. And if he'd done that, I think it just makes his position even more untenable with the American people as he's going into an election. But I think what the Border Patrol finally did was, hey, we're not doing that. We're not going that far. We've already been forced to basically allow as many people to come into the country as the cartels can get to the border. We're not going to do this. And I really appreciate their stance.
I thought it was very gutsy. Legally speaking, would Joe Biden have been able to federalize the Texas Guard? And because if he did attempt that, and there were a lot of Democrats pushing him to do it, I don't see the Texas National Guard. listening to that. And why do I suspect they probably would have said no?
I think you're right. But, yeah, he could have federalized. He would have to declare basically an emergency, a national emergency, to take him over. And I don't think that helps them out either, because now he has to acknowledge that the border is a national crisis, which he's been saying the whole time is not a crisis. And he's things are getting better, and he's doing his job. So it would have acknowledged the very thing that he's saying isn't happening.
Well, they've been saying now for years that the border is closed and the border secure. Now you're right. Now they're saying we've done everything we can do. Now he's blaming Congress and saying that if Congress would only get off their ass and pass a bill, then I'd be able to do my job. We both know that that is not true, because it was his executive orders that rescinded the policies that were working that allowed him to inherit the most secure border in the history of the country. So I'm not exactly sure why he's trying to blame Congress, except probably just trying to score cheap political points. But all he has to do is bring back those Trump policies, and I think the border would be secure again.
No, you're absolutely right. He knows that. You know that. Anybody that actually is paying attention knows that. But it's his cover story. The cover story is this is Congress's fault because I don't have any control over the judges. I don't have any control over the Border Patrol. If they would just give me more control, more power, all of this would be fixed. We already know that's not true because we can see what Trump did. We can see that what he did actually worked, and all he did was enforce the laws that were in place. So this idea that somehow he needs something special, some special powers, is it's a lie. I don't know how to say any different. It's just purely a lie.
Now, I've watched Governor Abbott, and I've watched you, and I've interviewed both of you over time, and you guys have tried to put up convoys of trucks. You put up the razor wire. You have sent people back. You've also rescued a lot of people. I mean, you have been doing everything within your power. Here's your problem, though. You have a president that clearly does not respect the rule of law, is not upholding his oath of office, a president that not only is not enforcing the laws, but he's aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Then we learn that $1 billion of taxpayer money has been handed out to illegal immigrants. Most Americans, I don't think, know that part, but we've now discovered that, too. And I don't know what options Texas has left. Now, the only good thing is because Texas has acted again and again and again. I read this week that over the last week, most of the illegal immigrants coming into the country, they're now moving over to Arizona and California. Now, that's great for you, but it still doesn't help the country in terms of law and order and vetting people coming into this country. We know nothing about them. We do know some are coming from Iran and Syria and Egypt and Afghanistan and Russia and China. We do know that part. What's your reaction to that? You guys have done everything you can. Maybe you've chased away a lot of the illegal immigrants by doing these things.
Oh, well, there's no doubt we have. And I agree with you that we are doing everything we possibly can. And yet the numbers in December were the largest I think they've ever been, 371,000 people. If you multiply that by a year, that's almost 4 million coming in 1 year. So we can't do anything about Arizona. We can't do anything about California. All I would say, I would encourage their governors and their attorney generals to put up the same fight we are. Otherwise, you're exactly right. They'll just come in another way. But we have an obligation to protect the people of our state the best we possibly can. And we're going to continue to do that. And we're not going to back down to the federal government, whether it's on the buoys, the razor wire. And we're going to start deporting people in March. The legislature passed a bill that authorized us to deport people. We're going to do all of that, and we're going to fight the federal government until Joe Biden leaves.
All right, quick break. More with the AG of Texas, Ken Paxton. Then your call's coming up, 800-941-SHAWN, our number.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn and maybe even in a big way. Every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean.
Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we continue now. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is with us. Your call's coming up later at 800-941-SHAWN. Nikki Haley came under a little bit of fire this week when asked about whether states can secede from the union, and she said they have an absolute right to do it. There is a group in the state of Texas. My understanding is I think there's over 400,000 people that have signed a signature. They call it Texit, like Brexit, Texit, I guess is what it's called. I'm sure you've heard of the group. Have you heard of them?
Yep, I sure have.
Do you believe that Texas has the right to do that?
Here's what I'd say. We have the Declaration of Independence. It says that our rights are not from the government, that we have inalienable rights that are given to us by God. And if the government violates that, we have a right to fight back. What that means exactly, they didn't specify. But if they are taking those rights away, Second Amendment, First Amendment, these rights that are granted to us, not by them, if they take those away, we have a right to take them back. What that means, I don't know exactly, but it means we're the ones that make those decisions, not the federal government. So I hope we never.
But I don't think that I don't view this as any serious effort at this point to do that. Do you?
No, I don't think this is so far. It's a small minority, but I understand their concerns because we have a federal government that's trying to limit our rights in all kinds of ways.
So when you look at the question, is it true? I know I've read this in the past and I've even talked about it in the past. Is it in Texas's constitution, your state constitution? Does Texas have the ability to actually break off into five different states?
I don't think so. I've never actually seen that in our constitution. I've heard people talk about it, but I don't think that's true.
Okay, I'm just double checking because I've read it in too many places. Let me ask you about this. So we have this cop beating video out of New York City at Times Square. By the way, a minute from where the Fox News channel is. I mean, I could walk there, the exact location, in less than a minute. And so these four cops get the crap beat out of them. I don't know if you saw how bad it was. It was bad. I mean, one guy made a running leap to a cop was trying to get up and stand up, and he got kicked in the head. And anyway, so now they've headed to the sanctuary state of California. Why do I suspect California and Gavin Newsom and Joe Biden are not going to lift a finger to bring these people to justice and send them back to New York?
Well, because you already know what they've done in the past. You're right. We've sued the federal government over bringing in criminals. And we're in a lawsuit with them right now, trying to stop them from bringing in criminals. And they know they're criminals, and they are working legally to continue that fight. So your surmise and your guess are probably accurate, given the past history, that they don't care if criminals come into this country. They clearly know terrorists are coming across the border, as you already mentioned, and they're not taking that seriously, and they're not defending our border even from that potential risk.
All right, Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, thank you, sir, for being with us. Appreciate your time, as always.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program.
Them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
Hi, 25 to the top of the hour. Our toll-free number is 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to be a part of the program, your call's coming up in a minute. So Donald Trump's been out there saying what we've been saying, that this deal in the Senate, I know we're going to have time to read it some point this weekend, is not going to be H.R. 2. H.R. 2, which was passed in the U.S. House by Republicans, is a real immigration reform bill. Now, Joe Biden desperately wants a deal because he wants more Ukrainian money. Okay, Republicans in the Senate have gone into negotiations. They have not been forthcoming. All I know is that Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell seem to have become BFF, best friends in all of this. And until we get the details, the devil's always in the details, I will suspect that whatever bill the Senate comes up with, their compromise bill is going to be garbage compared to H.R. 2. And President Trump has been out there saying that the Republicans ought not do a bad immigration deal. It's better to have no deal than a bad deal. Here's what he said.
Is it dangerous right now to stop Congress from doing a deal on immigration? Should we be waiting for you to get back into office?
You can't do a bad deal. The deal they're looking at is terrible. They're going to allow part of the deal. You know, they're not releasing the papers. That's always a bad sign. Nobody can get a hold of the
papers. So they're going to release it Friday night.
Why?
The text is Friday.
Why weren't they releasing it earlier than that? Because it's no good, and it's no good for the Republicans. And frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of himself or herself. It's 5,000. You don't have to look beyond that because it's a very weak deal. But for one, for starters, they want to allow 5,000 people to come on to our country, like, on a daily basis, they said, on a daily basis, 5,000 people? That's a lot of people.
Why would Lankford be agreeing to that?
I don't know. I don't think there's anything you can do that's worse than a bad immigration deal, and they're doing a bad deal. You're better off not having a deal than having a bad deal, and that's what they're negotiating.
Now, interestingly, Florida Congressman Greg Stube, who's going to join us in a second, he has been out there saying what I've been saying. Joe Biden doesn't need any bill. Joe Biden, I've done everything I can. Baloney. Because Joe Biden in the first 100 days rescinded all of the Trump border policies that were working. He doesn't need an act of Congress. He can just do it with a stroke of a pen and reinstitute the policies that were actually working. Here's what Greg Stube said.
Joe Biden doesn't need a bill to reverse what he changed when he became president. We had all these policies in place that the Trump administration had in place, the border wall being built. We had a hold on the illegal immigration issue. And now you have people coming in a week and a month that would come in a year under the Trump administration because they had policies in place that the president used to shut it down. He could shut it down today, yesterday, 3 years ago, but they don't want that. It doesn't match their political objectives. So they're going to try to subvert and blame Republicans that we haven't sent him some bill and haven't given him more money. So basically to hire more border agents to process more illegals into our country.
Anyway, Congressman Greg Stube of Florida's 17th district joins us now to deal with this, the issue of Mayorkas's impeachment. I'm reading today. I know you lost Ken Buck, who's frankly useless out of Colorado, and I know he's not coming back and he doesn't really care. So there's really not any wiggle room, but there was a story out today that there are maybe three Republicans on the fence as it relates to impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas. What's the status of that?
Yeah, that's crazy to think that anybody would be against impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas. I mean, I thought we should have done it years ago. I signed on and co-sponsored the bill years ago. He is intentionally and deliberately every single day violating federal law at the border. And how somebody could vote against that, I have no idea. I know they were whipping it as we left Washington yesterday. We're back up on Monday. It's the anticipation that we pick that up. There's been a lot of Democrats that have been missing, so it's the majority present and voting. So as long as we have all of our people there, if we lose one or two and there's, say, eight Democrats not there, we should be okay. But like you said, the margin is very, very thin. But how any Republican could vote against impeaching Mayorkas after the catastrophe and the invasion that is happening at our southern...
Well, catastrophe, invasion, and outright lying to Congress. I mean, this guy has repeatedly said to Congress that the border's closed, the border's secure. No, it's not. It never has been. And for Joe Biden to now say, well, I've done everything I could do, when he's done everything to undermine real border security... And the proof is in the pudding with nearly 10 million illegal immigrants, unvetted, that Joe has let into the country, many from hostile nations, not exactly friendly to the U.S.
Yeah, and your point is well taken. Congress doesn't have to pass anything. He reversed all of Trump's policies at the border that have created the scenario that we are in. When I was on the Judiciary Committee, we had Mayorkas in a couple of years ago, and we specifically asked him, of the people who have been ordered to be deported by a judge, have you deported these people? And he refused to answer it. So their policies have opened up the borders, and then their actions by refusing to even deport people who a judge has said need to be deported have caused the issues that we're having in our country. Over 10 million illegals, over 300 people on the terrorist watch list, enough fentanyl has been confiscated that would kill the entire population of planet Earth. And that's just what's been confiscated. Sex trafficking, you name it, And it's not just the border states now. Every state has become a border state. You talk to members all across the country, and they're seeing an influx of migrants from all over. And it's all because of Joe Biden's policies in making our country less secure. And it's not Latinos coming to America to live the American dream. These are 20,000, actually, I think it's like 43,000 Russian nationals, 23,000 Chinese Communist Party, Afghans, Turkey, Iranians that are coming here that don't want to live the American...
Well, you forgot Syria, Egypt, and Afghanistan, but keep going.
Yeah, you name it. I mean, all of these countries that chant death to America, and they're just walking up the southern border. I saw a news report of an individual from Iran, and they asked him how he got there. They were interviewing him, and he said he went from Iran to Turkey, took a flight from Turkey to Mexico, and then just walked right into the southern border. The entire world knows, all of our enemies know, that they can do that right now.
I mean, I can guarantee you that there are terror cells among the 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants he's let into the country. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I'm sure they're plotting, planning, and scheming. By the way, we caught a terrorist. Somebody on the terror watch list has been in the country a year. I mean, I guess we got lucky that the guy didn't commit an act of terror prior to getting caught a year later. But, I mean, this is happening all the time. This is the big national security danger that all these former top FBI brass were warning about when they said, yeah, this is an invasion of military age men, and that America is, you know, we've never had a more pernicious security threat in our history. We've never had an invasion before. They describe it as an invasion. That's the right word.
That is absolutely the right word. And for Joe Biden to say that he needs Congress to act is a complete and outright lie to America. He can do it today. And the other piece of that, just like you brought up, was we Republicans in the House passed H.R. 2, our border security bill, in May of last year. So if he was really serious about Congress taking actions to reverse his executive actions that he did when he came in after Trump, then Chuck Schumer could pick up H.R. 2 tomorrow and send it to the president for his signature. But they don't care about passing anything as it relates to policy. This is accomplishing a political objective for them, but now they're trying to blame Republicans for it because they know that the election coming up in November, the border is becoming a very, very big issue for them.
Well, we appreciate what you're doing, Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida. By the way, sorry whether you like it or not, I'm now a neighbor. But it's a very different environment down here than it is in New York. I've run into a lot of people that actually like me here. What a rare exception that is.
Right.
Imagine that. It's amazing. Congressman, great to have you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we'll be following this closely.
Thank you. You too.
All right, when we come back, we'll hit the phones. Want to remind you, the average price of a used car now up almost 50% from 5 years ago. Look, it's just a bad time to buy a car, unless you want an EV that nobody else wants. But it means you got to keep your current vehicle probably longer than you want, and that means the risk of an expensive auto repair gets that much higher. But I've got a way to protect yourself from a really expensive repair job, and that's to call my friends at Car Shield. Now, whether your car has 5,000 or 150,000 miles on it doesn't matter. They have a plan for everybody. Anyway, call Car Shield now, 800-587-5060. They're on the web, carshield.com. Now, what they offer is a very low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan. And it could save you thousands, God forbid, if you have an expensive repair. Even an inexpensive repair is not that inexpensive anymore. Anyway, on covered parts, you pay almost nothing. Car Shield also, and this is great for your family when you're out on the road, they have 24-hour roadside assistance. They also include towing and rental car options with every plan. That means you'll be safe and secure while you're on the road if, God forbid, your car breaks down. And they have a plan to fit any budget. And if your warranty is about to expire or you have no coverage at all, don't wait. Check them out. Call now, toll free, 800-587-5060 or carshield.com/Hannity.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
Let's get to our busy telephone, shall we? Let's say hi to John in the great state of Alabama. Boy, I bet you're missing Nick Saban at this point.
Well, you know what? I'm really not too worried about it, Sean. I think we got a good coach coming up, and he's got the accolades, that's for sure. The guy's been a winner everywhere he's been. So
Listen, I agree with you, but I mean it's kind of hard to top Nick Saban. I mean his record speaks for itself, right?
Absolutely.
What's going on?
What I want to talk about was voter apathy, and you know we have a lot of it down here in Alabama. I don't know about the rest of the country, but I'm willing to bet it's the same thing everywhere. You know, the people that are conservative, some of them, a good majority of them, either they won't vote for Trump or they just won't go to the polls. And I wanted to get your take on how do we get people, first of all, registered and then get them to the polls. The Democrats are really good at ground games and getting people registered and getting them to the polls. Republicans are terrible at it. And nobody talks about this. And you have such a voice with you and Bill and other
people. John, if you listen to this show, you know I've been talking about it from 2020 on. I have been pushing hard the issue of Republicans and conservatives, you know, overcoming this reluctance and resistance to voting early, voting by mail. I have been pushing the Republican Party to at least match the legal ballot harvesting efforts of Democrats. I would prefer they surpass them. And I have seen absolutely no movement on this front at all.
Yeah.
So they should be preparing for, they should be doing exactly what you're saying. I've been saying it. I've been screaming it. I can't say it anymore. Linda, how many times have I said this? How many times have I given this speech?
Yeah. But, it needs to be, we really need to get in touch with these local, county, Republican parties, and they need to start doing, voter drives and registration drives. And, preachers need to start talking about it from the pulpit. And,
I'll tell you one other thing. Republicans in every district around the country, if you are able, and I know a lot of people are not, you're busy working and you got families, whatever it happens to be, but if you have the ability to volunteer and be a poll watcher, do it.
Right.
You know, they're not going to have the luxury this year of telling people, even though state laws mandate that partisan observers get to watch the vote count, they're not going to be able to push them back 1,000 feet where they can't see a thing. You know, we're not in the middle of a pandemic anymore, so that's not going to fly this year. So, but with all that said, starting out Election Day down by hundreds of thousands of votes is a bad idea. And if Republicans think they want power, they need to be smarter than the Democrats. It's that simple.
Right.
Anyway,
smarter.
But definitely.
I'll let you go. Let me give you one more point. I'll let you go. I think
real quick.
The biggest segments of our population that doesn't vote is the working white man. You know, that used to be the biggest segment that went out and voted. Now I think it's the
Why is the UAW going against Donald Trump? At least they're, I don't know about rank and file, but certainly the leadership is. It was Joe Biden has taken jobs away with his electric vehicle mandate. That's a loss of jobs for automakers and those that work in the auto industry. I thought they were supposed to look out for the hardworking men and women in their union. They don't. They look out for politics. Anyway, good call. Appreciate you being with us. Noel is in Utah. Noel, how are you? Glad you called. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking my call. I'm originally from Huntington, New York, but I'm calling about Austin, Lloyd Austin and John Kirby. Being in the military, what Austin did is definitely a fireable offense. He should be canned. And if he doesn't resign, Biden should. And, I mean, then goes around telling, oh, we're going to go hit Syria and Iraq, and we'll do it on our time. He should have hit him the day after. So, as being military, I'm really upset that this guy's doing that, not to mention the woke ideology going on in the military.
I agree with you on all fronts. You know, we kind of hearing some chatter that at some point tonight, we expect Biden will have some response to the Iranian proxy attack that killed three Americans. And I don't know if it's true. The last time I heard chatter, it did in fact happen. And that's when they took out those two empty warehouses. And it was a pinprick, nothing strike. Whether Joe Biden is going to mean it this time or not, I don't know. I really don't have faith and confidence in his ability to be commander in chief. I don't have faith and confidence in him to be president. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. You know, I don't think Joe Biden cognitively is strong enough to be a Walmart greeter. Have you ever gone to Walmart? You know the greeters I'm talking about? They're usually retired folks that just, you know, maybe are bored and they like to work and they like people, the nicest people in the world. And they meet you at the door when you walk in and you ask, where's the sporting goods department? Where's the electronics department? And they point you in the right direction. They're wonderful people. I love it because when I go shopping, I go in and I go out. I don't waste time. I want in and I hate shopping. Anyway, I don't think Joe could do that because I don't think he could remember where all the different places are in the store to direct people. I just think he'd get them mixed up. Anyway, appreciate the call, my friend. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN as we continue this Friday.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.